Toronto Zoomer Radio, Michael Bublé, title track from his latest album, Higher, on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. There's a festival on all week long in Toronto that showcases the most unusual and strange tales about our city. Stories from the past that could be brand new to you. The Festival of Bizarre Toronto History opens today. Organizer Adam Bunch joins the show. Welcome, Adam.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Adam, we are hooked. give us a little taste of some of the bizarre stories of Toronto's history.
Well, yeah, there are so many, and there's so many great people telling these stories. So we've tried to bring them all together in one place for the week. So everything from tonight, we'll be kicking off with a little Zoom panel with a couple of great authors talking about one of Toronto's biggest mysteries from a century ago. The disappearance of Ambrose Small, a theater mogul who sold all his theaters, deposited a check for $1 million, and then disappeared off the face of the earth. All the way to Friday, still on Zoom, I'll be doing a little lecture about the Toronto Circus Riot from the middle of the 1800s. So the city's strangest riot that was sparked by a brawl between circus clowns and firefighters at a brothel on King Street.
That happens here all the time. You know, I mean, that's Tuesday for us, okay? All right, okay. Is that the most bizarre story, would you say, about Toronto? Or what personally hooked you? Like, what is the strangest, weirdest story you've heard that we will not know?
Oh, yeah, I mean, the circus riot is definitely pretty high up there. Also, on the weekend, we're going to so Zoom events every weeknight, and on the weekend, we're going to head out for walking tours. We've got Chantal Morris, the Toronto Cemetery Tour, is taking us on a strange tour of Mount Pleasant Cemetery on Saturday, and there are lots of graves of some pretty weird historical figures. But one of maybe the best known, but also one of the strangest, is William Lyon Mackenzie King, the longest-serving prime minister in Canadian history, who was himself secretly, while he was in office, a big believer in the occult, having seances, speaking with
really?
The dead, sometimes even taking a little political advice from them. So that one also leaps to mind. There's this old prime minister laid to rest in Mount Pleasant Cemetery.
Okay, can you give us...
Even himself a strange backstory.
Can you give us a little bit of a hint? Was he successful in speaking with the dead?
Yeah.
Well, he certainly thought so and took... some advice, read tea leaves at the Royal York Hotel that told him whether the Liberals were going to win the next by-election and thought that they were totally accurate. So certainly as far as he was concerned, it was very good advice a lot of the time.
Okay, we love Toronto. There's no denying that. I mean, when Janie and I talk about and Andy talk about Toronto every single day on the show, but you're kind of next level. I'm just going to say that, okay? Like, you're the author of the Toronto Book of the Dead and the Toronto Book of Love, plus creator of the Toronto History Weekly Newsletter. So what makes Toronto so intriguing to you?
I think it is a city that's sort of earned a reputation for not always appreciating its past. But once you start looking around, it turns out we're surrounded by these fascinating, often strange or bizarre stories all the time. So it was just growing up here and then sort of just starting to get interested, starting to read plaques. And then once you start going down that rabbit hole, it's easy to get caught up in because, you know, the city's history really is deeply, deeply fascinating and exciting and, very... illuminating and, helps understand the city of today, too. The Toronto of 2023 didn't end up here by accident. I think it helps us understand Toronto of now and hopefully helps us understand how it works and how we can work to make it a better place in the future, too.
The first ever Festival of Bizarre Toronto History is on through Sunday and features walking tours, including one dedicated to the strange secrets behind the headstones at Mount Pleasant Cemetery, just like Adam mentioned. For more details and tickets, go to bizarretoronto.com. Adam Bunch is festival organizer. Thanks, Adam.
Well, thank you so much for having me.